好，感谢主。
那
今天讲到的题目是以歌念传道。
The sermon title today is Preaching in Iconium。
讲到以先，我们先做一个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before the preaching, let's start with a prayer。
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you。
我们将以歌念传道这篇信息交在主你的手上。
And we just humbly just lifted this sermon Preaching in Iconium in your hands。
我们看见神你带领教会的脚步。
Lord, we just see that the steps you guide the church.
我们也晓得你是那位昔在、今在、永在的主。
Also, we know you are the eternal Lord.
你掌管宇宙万物。
You have the sovereignty of the whole universe.
你也掌管我们人生命的主权。
Also, you have the sovereignty of our life.
我们愿意全然降服在你的面前。
We want to submit to you completely.
因为除你以外别无拯救。
Because other than you, there is no salvation.
谢谢恩主听祷告，奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，以歌念传道。
Preaching in Iconium.
那为什么一定要专门将以歌念拿出来讲呢？
What should we talk about Iconium specifically?
我们需要去看一看保罗第一次宣教之旅的这个地图，来瞧一瞧。
So let's just need to take a look of the map of Paul's first mission trip.
我发现以哥念是保罗一行来回都停留了两次的一个地方。
And I found out that Iconium was a place where Paul and his people stopped twice.
当然，主要是因为在以哥念的旁边有一个30公里不太远的地方，叫做路斯德的地方。因为有这个地方的存在，所以来回这两个地方都停留了两次。
So that is because about 30 miles from the Iconium, there's a city, it's called Lystra, and so they stopped twice on both places.
坦率讲，这个地方蛮偏僻的。
Honestly speaking, and this place is pretty far.
你说罗马停多两次，大家觉得不奇怪，对吧？
And if you say stop in Rome twice, and that's pretty, this seems it's common.
安提柯再停多两次也无所谓啊。
And also, it's okay to stop by twice in Antioch.
塞浦路斯也应该多停几次也是合理的呀。
Same as Cyprus.
但是以哥念停多两次就有些不一样。
However, they stop by in the Iconium twice. That is very special.
圣经如此记载就有它的美意。
The Bible does have a special intention when it's recorded this way.
整段信息我不断的读，不断的想，不断的去思考之后呢
？So when I come just repeatedly read the verses and I just have received this.
我发现《使徒行传》此时此刻在14章这个时候，仍然圣经作者还是在强调福音的优先次序。
And I just noticed that in chapter 4:14 of the Acts.Still is emphasized about the priority of the gospel.
这个心意会一直贯穿始终的啦。
So this kind of the mindset, it just goes through the Bible.
就是先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
That is first Jews and then the Gentiles.
我发现上帝在这一个部分用的笔墨是很多呀。
I noticed in here, and God just recorded that about this that a lot.
好，我们看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
犹太人的会堂。
Jewish synagogue.
以哥念呢，就是今天的土耳其的一个叫孔亚的这么一个地方吧。
Iconium is a large city in Konya.
它是一个很大的城市哦。
It's a very big city.
而且呢，它的具体的位置大概是在刚才所说的路斯德北面，大概30公里的地方。
It's located about 30 kilometers north of Lystra.
离亚细亚省的这个安提阿的东南方向呢，大概122公里。
And 122 kilometers southeast of Antioch.
当时他所处在一个吕高尼省，它是吕高尼省的省府啊。
It was the capital of the Iconian province at that time.
我看了看这个地点，犹太人从耶路撒冷离开，然后从哪怕南国北国离开，他要绕一个大弯，绕到土耳其这么一个蛮偏僻的地方，也有犹太人的会堂啊，说明什么问题呢
？So when the Jews when they left Jerusalem and went through the Turkey and then come to this place and God has this his point，
说明犹太人的宣教开荒之堂做的也是不错的。
And that is tells us that the Jews, when they do this church planting, also did very good.
当然，他也是被神击打了。
Of course, they were also just struck by God.
犹太人太强了。
The Jews are so strong.
所以上帝要派两个大的帝国，一个亚述帝国，一个巴比伦帝国来击打他，让他整个以色列民族四散到全世界各地，去那里去传福音，做见证。
So God just used the Syrian and also the Babylon to just strike them and then just send them out to do the church.
那今天的教会也是一样啊。
Same as today's church.
那无论是在中国大陆的教会还是海外的教会，上帝的手都在击打。
No matter it's in China or overseas, and for the churches, God also strike both.
也是让我们从耶路撒冷去到安提阿。去到吕哥念这个地方去传福音，对吧？
And just let us just go from the Jerusalem to Antioch and then to the Iconium.
好，首先是两希文化的孕育啊。
First, the gestation of the dual Western cultures.
呀，这两希文化指的是什么呢？
So what are the two Western cultures?
如果你了解整个西方文化的渐变史、文学史、哲学史和逻辑史的话呢，或者包括宗教史，你大概会了解整个西方文化是建基在两希文化的基础之上的。
If you understand about those different kind of culture, you will see it is just established in this those the dual Western cultures.
呀，这从中文来讲，两希都有一个希嘛，所以一个希伯来文化，一个希腊文化。
So in Chinese and with that those two cultures, the Hebrew and the Greek culture, both words start with the same phonics, 希。
呀，当然中间经历很多不同的文化也是一样的。
Also, in just going through that, also they experience the different cultures.
呀，比如说你要想谈谈海洋商业这个商业军事文化，那你不得不提迦太基文化了，对吧？
So if you just want to just talk about theLike the ocean or just those kind of the commercial business kind of culture, and there's a kind of culture you need to talk about.
那这一代的这一段的文化，通常被许多常识性的历史学教材所忽略的。
So those kind of culture was kind of omitted just by what they're teaching.
那罗马帝国跟迦太基帝国之间三次的布尼。战争三次布尼战役呢，那也就最后就终结了迦太基文化，但也是非常可惜的。
And the Roman culture and also the 迦太基的 culture and the we just cannot omit.
啊，迦太基，你主日学再慢慢谈这个问题吧。
In Sunday school, we'll talk about this culture called in Chinese called 迦太基。
非常有趣的一个海洋商业军事文化。
It is very interesting in the ocean military the culture.
有一种观点说是人们在成功和成就当中去观察罗马帝国。
And they say just in between the success and also achievement to observe this Roman emperor.
但是人们在迦太基的失败当中所得到的哲学、历史、文化、宗教和军事上的沉淀与收获远大于罗马帝国。
However, with this all this kind of the education, the philosophy, and all those kind of a culture in 迦太基 actually it's far above the Roman.
要为什么要讲到迦太基呢
？So why we want to talk about 迦太基？
因为迦太基的起源恰恰就在推罗、西顿、安提阿这个范围，最后他去到北非，甚至于到西西里岛，都在地中海这一带。最后往西移了，原来在东边的。
Because originally it was in the east side, and then just gradually just moved to the west.
好，我们回到今天的讲章当中。
Let's come back to today's sermon.
要我们发现两希文化呢，是上帝为他的新约时代所预备的一个地理的土壤啊。
We just noticed the Hebrew and the Greek culture, which are the soil.Of truth prepared by God for His the New Testament era.
呀，希腊神话当中也有洪水记载，你知道吗
？Do you know there are also the records of the floods in Greek mythology?
你听过普米斯和雅典娜用泥土造人这个故事吗？在希腊神话里边的
？And in the Greek mythology, have you ever heard about the story about the Pumice and Athena? They're just making people out of clay.
然后他们也是吹生气到这些泥土的人里边呢
？And also they just blow air into those clay figures.
然后他们就有了生命了，跟创世纪很像的，对吧
And so that they just came to life. It's so similar to the Genesis.
当然我们基督徒 认定圣经是绝对的真理，对吧？
Of course, Christian, we just affirm that the Bible is the truth.
但是从文化的角度来讲呢，希伯来语算是一种文化，希腊也就是一种文化，他们都有共同的记载，有相交相连和相不同的地方。
However, just from those, the Hebrew and also the Greek culture, we just saw that there is some kind of connection.
啊，更加奇妙的是什么呢？
So what's even just amazing is...
因为我们今天讲以哥念传道这个概念，对吧？
And today we're talking about Iconium.
那我们就要去解释一下以哥念这个词怎么来的啦。
And then we just need to find that how the word Iconium come from.
啊，它其实希腊文形象这一个字 icon的词源呐、啊，知道不
？So iconian is the Greek word for image, that is icon.
要这让我们看见神在耶稣基督道成肉身、降世为人之前的这一段历史，一百多两百年左右的历史呢，就已经预备好新约文化的文化土壤了。
So this allows to see that about 165 years before Jesus Christ.Became flesh and came into the world. God has already prepared the cultural soil of the New Testament.
呀，神在732年和586年就击打他的子民南北国，开始发散到世界各地。那以哥念也是上帝子民会堂的一个预备，对吧？
So in the 722 and the 586 BC, God already prepared that.
原来这一切都是为了预备迎接耶稣基督的道成肉身，以及最后使徒新约教会传福音走到这里来做这个预备。你看看上帝的手，上帝的手笔多大呀，对吧？
Just let us see from Jesus' reincarnation and also with the apostle, they just come to just the synagogue and they used to see God's hand.
甚至上帝的福音是要有它的优先次序，先向犹太人，就是犹太的会堂去传福音，具体今天就落实在以哥念犹太会堂这个地方。
So God's evangelism, that's first Jews, and then the Gentile, and now here, we just see the synagogue and the Iconium.
所以读一篇圣经的信息，其实要牵扯太多的内容，同意吧？
So when we just read the message in the Bible, it just includes just a lot of contents, right?
学习是重要的。
It's very important to learn.
当然圣灵的启示更加重要。
Of course, revelation from the Holy Spirit even more important.
呀，圣灵和我们的心同证，我们是属于上帝的人，所以才读得懂圣经的话呀。
The Holy Spirit testifies with us we're God's children, and so we're able to understand His words.
呀，其次呢，是时候满足的印证了。
Second, the proof of the fullness of time.
呀，时候满足有两个层面嘛。
The fulfillment of time has two aspects.
第一是对耶稣基督，就对圣子的预备。
One is the preparation and for the Holy Son.
这是圣父亲自为圣子预备诸般各样的时候条件嘛。
So God the Father personally just prepared all kinds of time conditions for the Son.
只等到玛利亚在伯利恒将主耶稣生在马槽里，就满足了。
Until Mary to give birth to the Lord Jesus in the manger in Bethlehem.
接下来33年耶稣基督的每一步都彰显上帝对为他的预备，对吧？
In the 33 years of Jesus' life, and we can see God's preparation for him.
Yeah, 第二呢，是上帝会为了广传福音而预备的时间，时候上的满足。
And the second is to prepare the time for the church to spread the gospel widely.
Yeah, 当保罗一行到达加拉太省的时候呢
？When Paul and his party arrived in the province of Galatia，
也就是也所谓的亚细亚省，最后他这个行政区常常分来分去，我们就不多讲。今天就讲加拉太吧。
So it is pretty them just like it's in Asia, so we just specifically mentioned Galatia。
因为加拉太与新约的因信称义这个教义是特别的相连接和重要的。
Because Galatia, this location, it is very closely related to about the theology about the justification by faith.
保罗一行就可以去到犹太会堂分享福音的信息。
So Paul and his party were able to enter the synagogue to share the message of the gospel.
呀，不但如此，圣经怎么记载呢？
Not only that, how the Bible records.
十四章一节，他说：“二人在以哥念同进犹太人的会堂，在那里讲的叫犹太人和希律里人信的很多。”
In Acts chapter 14, verse 1, At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue.
They, 我盼望大家能够听得懂圣经这种描述的方式。
I hope you understand about how the Bible describes.
这是带有一种启示观的思维模式，不容易的。
So this is a mode of thinking that was a view of the revelation.
这对我们日常生活，特别对我们的福音和使命观是尤为重要的。
Which is especially important to our view of mission.
也就是说，我们今天之所以得以去传福音，有人信福音，都是上帝亲自的预备，我们自己毫无可夸之处的。
That is to say, the fact that we're able to preach the gospel today, and that some people believe in the gospel, are all prepared by the Lord Himself, and there's nothing to boast about.
那前两天我跟方爪姨跟教会一个肢体在分享生命的时候呢
？So a few days, I shared with that our one of our church member was minister for.
方爪姨就讲了，就说我2009年的时候呢，牧师就告诉我，你的病已经离你而去了。
So Flora shared that in 2009, and God just through the pastor's words to say your illness already left you.
然后方爪姨说，我到2003年，我才最后得到和手抓住上帝给我的这个病离我而去的礼物啊。
And Flora said, actually, later in year 2013, and Flora.Finally, just hold on to this gift from God.
他说好像牧师也没有逼我，也没有去多说什么话，就让我去经历神呗。
And because the pastor did not push me anything, and I just, just experienced God myself.
我要讲的是什么呢
？What I'm trying to tell.
我的回应是什么呢
？What is my response?
你千万不要以为牧师好像是个算命先生，好像什么都知道，预知过去未来，好像什么能力都有，这不是我。
Please never think a pastor is a fortune teller. It's not me.
我不过也是神所用的一个卑微的器皿。
I'm just a little humble vessel used by God.
上帝借着我去说什么做什么，有的时候也是超越我自己对自己的认知啊。
So when God used me to do or say something, actually, it's beyond my recognition.
我又不是医生，又不是他那个病的专家，我凭什么说病离开他而去呢？
I'm not a doctor and I'm not a specialist. How can I just say?
如果不是神自己要说话，我有什么能耐说这样的话呢
？If it's not God just let me to say that, and how could I do it?
所以盼望弟兄姐妹有一个核心价值观，就是我所做的是上帝的预备，不是我的能力，不是我的功劳。
Therefore, I just want to say, all I do and I say that is it's prepared by God. It's not by myself.
其次呢，是时候满足的。印证我们已经讲了第一点，对不对
？And then is the proof of the time fulfilled.
第二点我要强调的是什么呢
？So what I'm trying to emphasize for the second point is.
第二点不是单单对个人的预备，也是伴随着教会的预备。
The second preparation is not only for the individual, also.For the church.
这是我专门要回头强调的一点，对吧
？This is what I just want to go back and to emphasize.
好，最后呢是会堂的历史局限。
Finally, there are the historical limitations of the synagogue.
当会堂走到拒绝福音的地步的时候呢
？When the synagogue reaches the point of rejecting the gospel.
那么会堂的历史使命也就到头了。
Then the synagogue's historical mission has come to an end.
当然，这是一个渐进的过程，对吧
？Of course, this is also a gradual process.
今天经文，上帝让我们看见那不顺从的犹太人耸动外邦人，叫他们心里恼恨弟兄，对吧
？Today's scripture also allows to see that, but the Jews who refused to believe that stirred up the other Gentiles and the poison their minds against their brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
神知道一切的
God knows everything.
神也是不可轻慢的
God cannot be mocked.
人一生的果效由心发出，你知道吗
The result of a person's life just comes from the heart.
当犹太人的会堂没有遵行主的吩咐的时候
When the Jewish synagogue failed to obey the Lord's instruction,
你知道会出现什么吗
Do you know what would happen?
圣经的记载让我们看见，马上就出现了诡诈啦、仇恨啦、纷争啦等等，对吧
？And we can see in the Bible just tell us, and with this kind of deceived hatred and strife would appear.
这个在圣经里边清清楚楚的记载。
This clearly recorded in the Bible.
世人都犯了罪。
So the world sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And short of God's glory.
犹太人也是一样啊。
Same as Jews.
一个时代的人做一个时代的事儿，这个我们才晓得，对吧
？So we just understand this that the people of an era just doing things of an era.
Yeah, 最近前副总统彭斯他退选的时候说了一句话。
So the previous Vice President Pence used to say this.
Mike Pence 他说什么话呢
？So what did Mike Pence say?
Mike Pence 说，我深深的知道，我不属于这个时代。
He said, I truly understand. I do not belong to this era.
我觉得这个人是很了不起的。
I think it's great.
他能够认知自己与这个时代之间的区别。
He can realize the difference from this era and him.
弟兄姐妹，这种思维模式也在应用于我们每个人的生命当中的。
Brothers and sisters, this kind of thinking model also plays into our life.
我也会常常思考，我什么时候和这个时代开始有一个不相适应的隔绝呢？
I also just think, and when did I just have this kind of a, and just do not quite fit into this era today?
Yeah, 我也求主让我的生命和他所赐给我的时代能够同步同行啊。
I just pray that to God that for my life and also this era can just walk on the same pace.
求神帮助我们吧。
May God help us.
让我们认识自己和自己的时代。
So that we can know ourselves also today's
stage. 今天这也是今天的教会，也是同样的道理。顺便讲讲今天的教会吧。
And also let's talk about today's church. That's the same principle.
教会的主以及做普世宣教的教会是一个完整的教会，这个基督身体不会改变的。
So the Lord of the Church and the body of Christ as a complete church of the universal church will not change.
教会的主怎么会改变呢？就是耶稣不改变嘛。
So the Lord of the Church will not change. That of course Jesus Christ never changed.
作为一个普世教会的一个完整教会的基本观念也是不会改变的呀。
Also, if this the global church, the complete the concept also will not change.
但是具体到某一个会堂、某一个教会来说。那是每天都在改变的。
Of course, when we just look at any specific church, and it will change.
所以我们既没有必要因为今天教会眼睛看到有些教堂关门呐、甚至欧洲有些基督教的教堂变成回教徒的他们的清真寺心里边感到不安，那也没有必要因为这样缘故的灰心丧气。更加因为主是那位昔在、今在、永在的主而感到鼓舞，对不对
？Therefore, we don't need to be discouraged when we see some churches closed, or and some churches just turn out to be the, like a Muslim church.
但是这里带来一个什么问题呢
？But here just bring up a question.
就是我们需要对某一间教会有一个清楚的认知。
That is.We need to have a clear recognition about the specific church.
任何一间教会都有它独特的、有限的历史的局限性。
So any individual church has is just kind of a, has the characteristic also and the limitation in history.
以色列的教堂会堂在全世界各地关了多少？你知道吗
？Do you know the synagogue in Israel? How many were closed?
基督教的会教堂在世界各地也关了很多门，你了解吗
？Also, the Church of the Christianity and how many were closed? Do you know?
其实很简单，就是启示录的那七间教会已经不见了。
And very clear, and the seven churches in the Revelation is disappeared.
你去到土耳其旅行，你会去找以弗所教会啊、哥林多教会啊、加拉太教会都不见了。
If you go to Ephesus and you will see the church.Of this, the Corinth also, or the Ephesus, just all disappear.
这是很重要的一个观念，知道吗
？It's a very important concept, do you know?
也是一个勇敢的面对我们自己教会的历史局限性在哪里
？Just boldly to face that. What is the limitation of our church?
这个标准就是有一天，当我们的教会不再传福音，不再做宣教，不再去为主做见证的时候，我们的历史使命也就完成了。
So, if we just no longer share the gospel, do the mission, and then that means our this mission of the in the history is finished.
这也会成为我们挑选教会、决定选择教会的一个标准，看这个教会是不是仍然在使命中，对不对
So this has become the standard. When we choose a church, whether we have mission.
换句话讲，一个没有大使命的教会是不值得我们去的。
In other words, if a church does not have follow the Great Commission, and it's not worth for us to go.
学习要用上帝的眼光看见教会的曲线是正在往上走呢，还是往下走。
So we just need to just see the line, the growth of the church based on the Great Commission.
是正在与神同行呢，还是渐渐的消亡
？Is a church just walking with the Lord, or gradually perish?
甚至在平行宇宙当中，停在那个温水煮青蛙的不冷不热当中，在哪里呢
？Or maybe just like on the parallel, just that the universe, whether they're just like the frog, just cook in the just warm water.
三种状态，求神帮助我们有从圣灵那里而来的感动，好不好
？So just pray to God, give us the move, just the from the Holy Spirit.
好，我们先来看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
犹太人的恼怒。
The Jews' anger.
人犯罪以先呐。
Before a person commits a crime.
比较常见，我们会看见人的情绪。
The most common thing is his emotions.
那犹太人的恼怒呢
？And the rest of the Jews.
也会成立一台戏，让上帝和天使来观看，对吧
？It just became a spectacle for God and angels to watch.
首先是始于不顺服。
First, it starts with disobedience.
我们从扫罗王的经历来看呢。
Let's see from the King Saul's experience.
我们知道上帝是宁愿得到我们的顺服，而不要我们的所谓献祭。
And we can see that God just would rather we obey Him than we just have already.
从上帝拣选亚伯拉罕开始呢。
So since that Abraham God chose him.
神的选民一直就处在一个不太愿意顺服神的光景中。
God's chosen people just have been unwilling to obey God.
那雅各要到神将他的大腿呢给拧折了，掐折了，拧折了，老实了。
So Jacob just had to wait until God just pinched his thighs, and he just began to obey.
这个时候的雅各开始学习谦卑顺服神了。
Now and he Jacob just would humble himself and obey God.
那面对呢，神为了要对付以色列人的顽梗呢？
In order to deal with the stubbornness of the Israelites,
他甚至是不惜付代价呀。
God is willing just to pay the price.
他将他的子民送到埃及，让法老去管教他430年。
God has sent his people to Egypt to let Pharaoh just temper their temperament for 430 years.
去磨他们的性情，犹太人不好弄的。
And just to train about their temperament.
磨了430年的药。
So, and just take 430 years.
磨呀磨呀磨呀，他们祷告，主啊主啊主啊，祷告求神救他们。
So, with this 430 years of the hardship, they just pray to God to save them.
也同样，当时候满足的时候，上帝就差派摩西去带领他们出埃及了。
So, when the time fulfilled, God just sent Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
结果这一群不太顺服的子民一出埃及就发怨言，闹情绪，不高兴，对吧
？Once they're out of the Egypt, they just complain because they have no water to drink.
没水喝吧，就说我们这里不如埃及啊，怎么没水喝呢
？They just kept complaining without that no water to drink, and it's not as good as Egypt.
然后喝到水吧，发现水又是苦的。
When they got water to drink, but it's bitter.
神说：“哎呀。”这个不太难的，我略施小计，水就变甜了。
And God said, "That's not hard. I just do some little something, and then the water will turn sweet."
最后再把他们带到以琳泉12个水泉喷出来，不但喝水，还可以洗个澡，舒舒服服的继续往旷野之路走去啊。
And God just led them just to Elim, and then they got water and to drink and also to wash.
但是以色列人在路上一直是发怨言，一直不满意。一直是惹动神的愤怒啊。
However, on the road of in the wilderness, they just kept complaining and also to stir up God's wrath.
摩西最后把山上两块石板都给摔碎了，对吧
？And finally, and Moses even just broke the two tablets from the when he brought up from the mountain.
好，既然没有磨够，那就在旷野当中再多磨40年吧。
Okay, if they still did not grow enough, and God just give them another 40 years.
磨到最后把摩西都磨没了。
At the end, even just Moses died.
约书亚带领这些人就进入了迦南。
Then it's Joshua just took the Israelites enter into Canaan.
入了迦南得地为业，哎，又开始厌弃神了。
After entering Canaan and taking possession of the land, they again they rejected God.
他们就跟撒母耳说：“我们要立我们自己的王啊。”
They just asked Samuel, said they need to have their own king.
我们不要耶和华做王了，我们要自己立个王。
We do not want Jehovah. We just want to have our own king.
结果最后南国、北国、王国的历史大家都知道，不多讲，对吧
？And then we just know about the history of the northern and southern kingdoms.
北国以色列呢，二十个王，一个好王都没有，都是恶王，都是坏的王。
The 20 kings in the northern kingdom, there's no good king. They're all the bad one.
南国也是二十个王，有几个不错的王。
In certain kingdom also have 20 kings, and only a few are good kings.
整个趋势上，以色列的历史，特别是王国史，是显现出极大的背逆和不顺服神的。
The general trend in both just the northern and southern kingdom, it is just disobedient to God.
其实直到今天福音临到他们，弥赛亚已经来了两千多年了，他们仍然选择不顺服，不接受耶稣是他们的主，他们的救主啊。
Now that the gospel has just come to the Israelites, they still choose not to obey.
这是我们看见神的子民不顺服，在历史当中留下的痕迹，对我们的警醒，对吧
？This is a disobedience we can see from God's chosen one. Also, it's just kind of alert to us.
其次呢是耸动起纷争啊。
Secondly, it stirred up disputes.
其实我觉得这是犹太人最坏的一个品行在这里的。
I think this is the worst behavior of the Jews.
他会去耸动外邦人来伤害自己的弟兄。
They just stir up the people to allow the Gentile to harm their brothers.
我设身处地的想一想，保罗也好，巴拿巴也罢，难道不都是犹太人吗
？So both Paul and Barnabas, they were Jews.
而且保罗还是出于加玛列的门下，那可是著名的拉比啊。
So moreover.Paul just came just from the school of the Gamaliel.
而且曾经还是法利赛人中的学者呀。
Also, he was once a scholar among the Pharisees.
犹太人即使有什么不同意见，内部沟通处理不成好吗
？Even if there's a kind of different opinion with the Jews, and they should be just communicated and discussed.
可以跟他们商量一下，到底你的观点合理在哪？我们来查圣经 ，Bible study 嘛。
They can just do the Bible study to discuss.
而不是假借外人之手。来伤害自己的弟兄啊
！And instead of just using the help of outsiders to hurt his brothers，
这也是为什么保罗在哥林多前后书所教导的嘛。
So this is what Paul just taught in First and Second Corinthians。
教会要是有什么纷争，是不是应该内部解决吗
？If there's any dispute in the church, should be resolved internally。
为什么要让外邦人来审判上帝的子民呢
？Why does that a Gentile judge God's people？
当人的心不能安静的时候呢
？When a person's heart cannot be quiet，
就会有人替他站队的心思意念就从他里边出来了。
Then there just will be people who will stand up for him。
你帮我呀，我们两个在纷争，你要帮我在对付他呀。
Why don't you just help me so we can just deal with the other person？
于是呢，在这等人的身边，就一定会有人向他去。表忠心，对吧
？Therefore, there will definitely be people around such people to show their loyalty to them.
他也会听到有人对他讲：“我们是支持你的，等等，对吧
？”He will also hear someone say to him, "We support you."
这难道不是我们所熟悉的世界吗
？Isn't that what we're familiar? That is in the world.
争权夺利，对吧
？And just fight for the benefit.
勾心斗角，有没有？
And also just kind of deceive each other.
这些属世界的东西也搬到教会里来了。
And also people just bring the worldly thing into the church.
最后是情绪激恼怒。
Finally, emotional just feel anger.
当比拉多
，so
找不到耶稣有什么罪孽的时候呢
？When Pilate could not find no fault in Jesus.
其实圣经也说，比拉多是蛮想暗暗的把耶稣给放了算了，找个借口吧。
The Bible says that Pilate he wanted to let Jesus go secretly.
当时是一个巴拉巴，一个强盗、杀人犯，一个无罪的木匠。那群众应该选择放耶稣啊，这比拉多心里边想的吧。
So during that time, and there's just a robber. Also, there's a sinless carpenter Jesus. So they should just let Jesus go.
但是有大祭司是不依不饶啊。
However, the high priest refused to give up.
他同样也是耸动众人 发情欲啊，情绪啊。
And he also just stirred up the emotions, aroused everyone's anger.
然后在里边有人扇阴风，点鬼火，贴标语，造谣言，对吧？
So he just stirred up the people's emotion and spread up the rumors.
然后众人就愤怒地喊着说：“钉死他，钉死他，对吗？”
So people just angrily shouted, "Crucify him."
这也和今天的以哈战争也是一样的。
It's similar to today's this war between the Israel and also Hamas.
Yeah, Hamas 自己把医院给炸了。
The Hamas bombed their hospital.
结果他找一些群众演员来拍一些照片呢。对全世界去讲，然后西方有些左媒吧也就采用了这些新闻，结果全世界一起说要消灭以色列，消灭以色列，杀死他，杀死他，情绪在美国，在英国，欧洲，全世界都有这样的情绪啊。
And we just saw that they just find some like the actors to just pretend they're just being harmed in the hospital and then disturb the emotion of the whole world.
群众的情绪是盲目的，弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters, the emotions of the group actually, it's just kind of blind.
这对于我这样的经过文化大革命的来讲，就非常熟悉这种游戏规则或者是玩弄的伎俩了。
And for me, I've been through the Cultural Revolution. I know about those kind of tricks.
所以请大家留意，凡是在情绪，在群众的情绪当中，冷静下来，先别那么快去相信这些情绪所使然的东西是真的，一般都是假的。
Therefore, just be cautious, and when we see this emotion stir up among this group, and mostly it's the faith.
那最后以色列人把证据都拿出来了。
And finally, the Israelites, they just give the proof.
显明炸医院的不是以色列人，呀，是巴勒斯坦人自己炸的，是哈马斯人自己炸的。
They just send out the proof to say, and actually, it's Hamas who bombed the hospital.
但是反对以色列的还是继续反的，还继续的造谣啦，继续的去。抹黑了，这些东西都是利用群众的情绪在欺骗他人，在玩弄政治的伎俩啊。
However, and still, there are people they just go against Israel. They were just used just by those kind of and the political tricks.
当年把耶稣钉死也是这个情绪啊。
During the time and they crucified Jesus, it's also from the emotions from the group.
保罗一行来到亚细亚省的以哥念会堂来传福音，这种仇恨的基因仍然在这里发酵啊。
When Paul and his people just came to the Iconian synagogue in Asia to preach the gospel, and this gene of hatred was stirred up, just fermenting here.
我在默想这段经文的时候呢
，When I meditate the verse，
然后仿佛可以听见以哥念城中四处的响起钉死他们的响声啊。
So it seems like it was as if the one I just could hear the roar.Of crucify them, echoing throughout the city of Iconium.
这种愤怒、这种恼怒的情绪，在这两千多年的教会历史当中、人文历史当中，此起彼伏，从来没有消失过。
This kind of anger has come and gone, and throughout the history of more than 2,000 years.
而且是响遍世界各地啊。
And it's just resounding all over the world.
甚至从来都没有间断过。
It has never stopped.
你知道吗？学生不能高过先生。
Do you know that a student just cannot be higher than a teacher?
主所受过的苦
The suffering that the Lord endured.
Yeah, 凡跟随的人都必要经历的，弟兄姐妹。
So for the one to follow him must also experience.
请问你准备好了吗
？Brother, sister, are you prepared for that?
有一天，如果上帝呼召你去到哈马斯人当中去传福音、做见证，你是否准备好了呢？
If one day God just called you to go to Hamas to share the gospel to them, so are you ready?
也盼望我们作为上帝的儿女，不要参与在这一次以哈战争的情绪仇恨当中。
I just, brothers and whole brothers and sisters, do not just involve in this kind of hatred and emotion.
属神的人就只有一个标杆，只有一个目标，就是对准耶稣基督。
So God's people, we have only just one focus. That is the focus on God.
我们不管谁，我们见到面总要向他传耶稣基督的福音。
No matter which person is, and we just have to share the gospel.
我也在想象，在哈马斯的队伍里边，不要单单只有一个，乃是多而又多的人能够悔改、认识主、悔改、相信主、悔改、跟随主。
I'm also just thinking among those people in Hamas, at least more than one person. and repent, and also return to God.
好，我们看第三点。
Let's look at that third point.
犹太人的凌辱。
Insult by the Jews.
当一个人对另一个人施酷刑行凌辱的时候呢，其实他是在积攒上帝的愤怒了。
When a person tortures or insults another person, he is accumulating God's wrath.
首先呢是有神迹奇事可看呢。
First, there are signs and wonders to be seen.
上帝知道犹太人爱求神迹，对吧？
God knows that the Jews love to seek the miracles.
对于他们来讲，没有神迹就很难相信神啦。
Because for them, without miracles, it's difficult for them to believe in God.
在摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候呢
？When Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt.
我们再去读读出埃及记，一路上充满了神迹。
We can just read the book of the Exodus, and there are many miracles along the way.
但是中间不能有任何的停顿的。
But in between, there should shouldn't be any kind of stop.
耶稣不是摩西一上山，百姓就悖逆了。
As soon as Moses went up to the mountain, the people rebelled.
马上就在拜偶像，筑起一个金牛犊，把摩西气坏了，摔碎了两块石板。
And very soon they just built the idols and also the golden calf, and so Moses just broke the two tablets.
保罗一行在以哥念住了多日，依靠主，放胆讲道。主借着他们手施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。
So Paul and his company in Iconium just spent considerable time there, speaking boldly for the Lord, who just confirmed the message of His grace by enabling them to perform signs and wonders.
第三节经文讲的什么意思呢
？What is verse three?
他的意思就是说，因为你们这些犹太人是熟悉圣经的。
And what I'm trying to say is because the Jews are familiar with the Bible.
因着对圣经的熟悉和了解，再看看保罗一行，也是了解他们是出于神的，对吧
？And since you're familiar with the Bible, you understood Paul and his team and knew that they were from God.
既然是出于神的，你为何不选择顺服呢
？Since it's from God, why don't you obey?
圣经并没有说他们行了什么样的神迹啊。
The Bible does not say what kind of miracles they perform.
但他却的确实行了神迹，这是真的。
But they did perform miracles.
而且神迹的目的是什么呢
？And what is the purpose of the miracles?
神迹的目的就是要证明耶稣是神的儿子啊。
And the purpose is to prove Jesus is the Son of God.
是我们的救主啊。
He's our Savior.
他是弥赛亚。
He's Messiah.
他是我们生命的主啊。
He's the Lord of our lives.
其实圣经在讲什么呢？
So what does the Bible tell us?
神迹其实是伴随着凡相信他的人的，知道吗
？So Bible tells us the signs and wonders will accompany everyone who believes in Him.
教会不能凡事靠神迹行事。
The church cannot just always go by the signs and wonders.
但是教会也不能没有神迹其实的。
However, the church cannot be just without signs and wonders.
有些是显性的，有些是隐性的。
Some are obvious, some are just hidden.
其次呢是有结党营私之事。
Secondly, there is a matter of the forming cliques for personal gain.
可惜的是什么呢
？So what is the? It's a pity for that.
犹太人的不顺服，面对上帝的话语、神迹奇事等等，都通通无感了。
It is a pity that the Jews were disobedient and were completely indifferent to God's words, signs, and wonders.
有没有发现神就是人就是那么奇怪，对吧
？So people are just so strange.
人一旦对神的事情无感、没感觉的时候呢
？Once the people are indifferent to the thing of God,
你就必定会对恶事上心了。
For sure, and they will just be bound and be interested in evil things.
十四章四节怎么记载这件事情呢
？In theActs 4, chapter 14, verse 4.
圣经说，城里的众人就分了党，有服从犹太人的，有服从使徒的。
The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, some others with the apostles.
这一类结党营私的事情呢，在这两千多年来的教会历史是层出不穷，屡见不鲜的。
In the past 2,000 years of a church history, there have been endless occurrence of a cliques and a selfish interest.
其实从教会范围内去观察看呢。
So when we just look at this in the church.
今天也不例外。
Today is no exception.
也是有些人说我要去信犹太教了。
Some said that I want to believe in Judaism.
明明已经信了基督了，回头 就要信犹太教，你有这个必要吗？
So some people are becoming a Christian, but they just turn around to say they want to believe in Judaism.
当然，如果神给你使命，让你去到犹太教当中传福音，成为他们当中的一员，我也无话可说。
Of course, if God just gives you this mission to share the gospel to the Judaism, and I have nothing to say.
那在教会内部呢？
And also inside of the church.
有些人把使徒啊、先知拉到今天教会来做文章。
And people just bring the apostles and the prophet into today's church.
隔了2000多年，哎，教会的使徒又开始从死里复活了。
So now 2000 years later, and apostles kind of like just go back to life.
从今天开始，教会又开始有先知了。
And also from today, and the church has the prophets.
呀，你到底要做什么事情呢？
So what are you going to do?
呀，有的时候我是跟随保罗的。
Some said I want to follow Paul.
有的时候我是跟随阿波罗的。
And some said I want to follow Apollos.
有的时候我是跟随巴拿巴的。
And some also said I want to follow Barnabas.
北美华人教会是如此，全球的教会也都是一样啊。
So the same is true for Chinese churches in this North America.
少有教会不分裂的。
There are few that are not divided.
感谢主，我们教会不分裂。
And we praise the Lord, our church does not divide.
这是上帝对我们的保守。
It's God's protection to us.
千万没有任何骄傲的地方。
There's nothing we can be proud of.
在教会的历史当中，我们观察呢，教会内的拉帮结派，然后结党营私事情很多了。
So look at the history. The churches forms cliques and eventually just put a group of people out. It's just there's a lot.
几乎每个城市都听到啊，这个人拉出一些人到哪里，又建立一个新的教会。
Almost like a many city, we can hear that some people just left the church and just formed another one.
美其名曰说是建立多一间教会。
It may sound good, they just build one more church.
但是你放心，你带着分裂的基因所建立的就未必是教会了，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, in fact, what is built with the gene of division may not be the church.
求神怜悯，求神帮助我们吧。
May God just help us, give us His mercy.
好，让我们做的每一件事情都能够有一天跟上帝去交这笔账啊。
So that everything we do, one day we can give account to the Lord.
讲的交账，你准备好了吗？
When we talk about give account to God, are
you
ready?
好，最后有凌辱石头，之刑啊。
Finally, there was the punishment of mistreating and the stoning.
我有时候也感到很奇怪的是什么呢？
Sometimes I feel very strange that
人在相聚行恶的时候呢
，When people get together to do evil，
会非常出奇的同心合意。
They were surprisingly act in unison。
行善不容易同心呐、
啊。It's not easy to be in unison when they do good。
一旦有人召集来，让我们去做一件恶事吧，很多人都会去做的。
However, to do evil, they're very easily just get together.
这种行恶的同心合一的心呢，是远胜过让我们去传福音啦、做见证啦、行公义啦、好怜悯啦。这个时候大家就安静，不说话，也不去行了，对不对？
So to act in unison, to do good, seems like it's just not so difficult.
圣经怎么说？第五节怎么描述这件事情呢？
So in verse 5, the Bible says,
他说那时外邦人和犹太人并他们的官长一起拥上来要凌辱使徒，用石头打他们。
The Bible says, there was the plot afoot among both Gentiles and the Jews together with their leaders to mistreat them and stone them.
我是很好奇的。
I just wonder.
是什么样的力量能够让外邦人和犹太人官长这些一起团结起来了，他们得到什么？
What kind of power do the Gentiles and Jews receive and they just become just together?
这种恶事行起来的时候不发工资的。
So when they do the evil thing, they do not get reward.
你看今天在网上这些造假呢，把假象散布出来的这些人，有一些是有一些是自甘五，有一些是现在自甘六，有一些是不要钱他也心甘情愿去造假，去说假话，去造势，去讲不真实的话，多了在网上，对吧？
So just on the website, internet, you just can see, and there's so many people, they're just willing just to do those kind of evil things, even like without any reward.
最关键是人们对假新闻还那么愿意去相信。
And also, the people, they're willing to believe the fake news.
讲得活灵活现，我看了我都笑了。
And it just kind of, it seems like a, they just make the false news become true, and I just even laugh about it.
当然我想几十年前的我也应该是如此这般，完完全全对恶事感兴趣，对假新闻感到很激动，对吧？
And also to me, I just remind me that the decades ago, I was also have interest about those false news.
Yeah, 这是我们从亚当夏娃那里继承而来的罪性。
This is the sinful nature we inherited from just Adam and Eve.
而因着这个罪性，必然会生出罪行啊。
Because of the sinful nature, we will inevitably produce sin.
最关键的是，我们对罪都很熟悉啊。
The key is that we're all familiar with sin.
犯起罪来，那叫一个驾轻就熟啊。
And committing sin is just easy and familiar.
我们是熟门熟路的，对吧？不需要人教的。
No one needs to teach us.
王怡牧师、曹三强牧师，很多牧师的名我都不讲了，被判刑一点都不费劲啊。
So Pastor Wang Yi and Pastor Cao Sanqiang and many other pastors were sentenced without difficulty at all.
但是呢，一旦要人去教导、遵行、活出真理、爱人如己，那叫一个难啊。
However, when once we ask people to teach, obey, and live out the truth, it is so difficult.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
建立是难，毁掉建设一个建立一个教一个教堂呢很难。毁掉一个教堂容易啊。
It is difficult to just build a church, but very easy to destroy the church.
叫人在电视上认罪，在监狱里施酷刑，轻而易举。
It's just so easy to make people confess on the TV and torture them in prison.
把人找个借口抓到监狱里面去，叫他认什么罪，有难吗？不难啊。
You just capture someone into the prison and ask him just confess.
澳洲的陈磊女士被抓进去也是安装了一个间谍罪，难吗？不难啊。
In Australia, and there's a woman was just sent up to the prison and just make her to just confess.
她出来以后就分享她在里边的经历，也是觉得她说人间地狱可怕的不得了。
And when she came out, and she just said it's just like a hell in the world.
被哈马斯抓来做人质的那个83、84岁的老犹太的老太太，也是被释放出来了。回来以后就说，里边是人间的炼狱一般呐。
So when the old lady, age of at the 83, was sent out just from the Hamas, and she also mentioned it's just like a hell in that place.
哈马斯的罪行我就不多讲，讲讲都很伤感，很难过了。
And I just don't want to say much more about the.Those evil deeds in Hamas.
一个按照上帝的形象和样式所造的人，所犯的罪能够到如此这般令人发指的地步，我都难以相信啊，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, I just cannot believe all those evil deeds into the human beings.
好，这个是罪的集中彰显啊，弟兄姐妹。
So this is the concentrated expression of sins.
好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
以哥念传道。
Preaching and Iconium.
仍然在贯彻福音的优先次序。
Still implemented the priority of the gospel.
先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
First to the Jews and then to the Gentiles.
只怕是要为主受苦了。
So even we just have to suffer for that.
因此舍命也是在所不惜的呀。
And to sacrifice the life for that.
我为此
do not be hesitant.
我为此心存感恩。
I was just have that very thankful for this.
也感动上帝那长阔高深的爱是何等的恒久忍耐呀。
I was also moved by this and God's great and deep and enduring love.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你在使徒行传14章1到5节让整个笔墨突然间有一个休止符在以哥念暂停。
And we thank you you give us today's scriptures and theAnd also, just let us to see they stop at Iconium.
我知道接下来还有路斯德的分享。
We know later there's a listener we will share.
主，我们相信你是那位昔在、今在、永在的主。
We believe you are the eternal, everlasting God.
你在使徒行传所留下的痕迹，让我们看见你的心意是如何推展、扩展教会，来扩展你的国度啊。
The mark that you left in the book of Acts, you let us see and how to develop the church and to fulfill your will.
啊，主啊，求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
能够跟随主你的脚踪啊。
So we can follow your footsteps.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.